Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Wandering Hill, a novel by Larry McMurtry. Read by Alfred Molina.
Tall, gaunt, furious, snow in his hair and beard and murder in his eyes. The old mountain man, tall, gaunt, furious, snow in his hair and beard and murder in his eyes, burst into the big room of Pierre Boisdeff's trading post just as the English party was sitting down to table, the table being only a long trestle of rough planks near the big fireplace, where a great haunch of elk dripped on its spit. Cook had just begun to slice off generous cuts when out of the winter night the wild man stormed. Tom Fitzpatrick, called the Broken Hand, had just been filling a pipe. Before he could fully turn, the tall intruder dealt him a blow that sent him spinning into a barrel of traps. Man and barrel fell over with a loud clatter. "Good Lord, it's old Hugh Glass," Pomp Charbonneau said, turning, Tasman thought, rather white, a surprising thing to see. Pomp Charbonneau, educated in Germany, as correct with knife and fork as any European, was a man not easily discommoded. "Hugh Glass he may be, but why has he struck down the Broken Hand?" Mary Berrybender piped, in excited surprise. Before Pomp could answer, the furious stranger rushed past Tom Fitzpatrick and leapt at young Jim Bridger, who, with his partner Kit Carson, had been nodding on a pile of blankets.